Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are supported by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Budweiser, but we are not at the Crafty Crab. We are definitely at Christian's Tailgate, right off Highway 6, right where Highway 6 and I-10 meet right there. You want to head on, we're on the north side of I-10, and when you get off I-10 and you head north, immediately on your right-hand side is where Christian's Tailgate is at. And this is a tremendous establishment. TVs everywhere. The tables have been full damn near the entire show today. So we're rocking and rolling. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light Budweiser for making that happen. I just got me a couple of pounds of crawfish. I've settled in here. It took me 10 shows to figure it out. But I've settled in to where the my sweet spot, I eat crawfish fast. My sweet spot is 2 pounds in a break is a breeze. I can get through.
Really?
If I go to 3, I'm in trouble, but I can get to.
Teach me your techniques over here.
Well, I don't know if you're ready for my techniques, but I can teach you.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
Reggie just shook his head at me.
I can teach you how to eat crawfish to a point where you can enjoy yourself.
Okay, well,
I'll tell you that.
Let's do that.
I promise. By the way, that voice you hear right there is Chris Partee. He is in for Headshot Hughley. And one third of In the Loop, my man Reginald Atatula, as he always comes out and supports. He is in the building, so I wanted to jump on the mic with us and have a little conversation about these Texans wide receivers. Reg, what's good, man?
Hey, man, I'm excited to be out here. Already got me a couple pounds myself.
As well, you should.
So you've already dug in, huh? I did it. It's done. It's been a fantastic Friday to this point.
There we go. Well, Reg, you know the radio game, right? Typically, we all listen to the audio, and a lot of times the audio is used to prop up or support some kind of topic or conversation that you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, sometimes you listen to audio and D'Amico or some CJ or Will or somebody of significance says something and you're like, well, I don't even need to introduce that. I mean, that right there tells the story, right?
Right.
D'Amico's being really good at that. So I come up with this little idea of Texans talking. We're talking about audio. Audio that is birthed. I'm sorry, a segment that is birthed from the audio coming straight out of NRG Stadium.
That's right.
Right? Yes, I heard it, and I was like, boom, the people need to hear that right there. Why? Mm-hmm. Yesterday it was the O-line. O-line was one of the biggest topics, obviously, in Texans with the Texans this year. I wanted the people to know, understand from D'Amico, hey, man, how does he feel about what he's seen so far with this offensive line? Right? Today, it is all about the wide receivers. Because I think there's some people out there, and the closer we got to the draft, the more I may have agreed with them a time or two, is the wide receiver position, the wide receiver room was needed to be addressed just as much, pretty close to as much as the offensive line room needed to be addressed. And the Texans did that, right? No Tank Dell, no Steph Diggs. What are they going to do? They go out and draft two guys out of Iowa State, two receivers, Higgins and Noel out of Iowa State. And I'm sure everybody out there is wondering, Reg, like, what the hell is going on with them young receivers? We need them. We're dependent on them. And D'Amico Ryans told us he caught us up on exactly what's going on with those two young receivers.
From the guys last year, when you look at, I talked about Kalen and Kamari, the cool thing about them is, and I hardly had to coach Kamari because he showed up with just this extreme work ethic, this mindset that he was the best guy out there. So when you get guys and you scout guys who have that mindset, it's a lot easier to work with guys. There's a lot less to work on. There are always a few technical things, but for me, the main thing what I challenge guys on is that mindset to be great. I believe in anything you try to do, if you're going to be good at it, you got to put hard work in. Everybody who has a job and whatever you work to do, whatever you work to serve and your purpose, like, you have to work hard at it to be effective, and that's the same here on the field. So we get guys with the right work ethic, getting better, growing, it's going to be easy.
Here's where I want to go with this. Okay. Is there's no doubt, it's obvious if you're a Texans fan and you listen or you follow the team, you know that they're dependent on two young wide receivers this year. You got Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, and then you got a bunch of guys. Somebody's got to step up, and they just drafted receivers with two of their top three draft picks this year. When I heard D'Amico Ryan say that, I thought, whoa. I mean, you were just asked about two rookie wide receivers, and you said, well, hell, why can't they do what Kamari Lassiter and Bullock did last year? And my meeting, like, man, that's rare. I mean, we watched Nico Collins. It took Nico Collins 3 years to become Nico Collins.
Yeah.
Right? Hell, Tank Dell wasn't even starting last year. Before he got hurt, he wasn't even starting the first few games. The year before that, it took six games before he got some significant action. Like, it takes guys some time, typically. And when I hear him say, hey, man, it happened last year, I watched Kamari Lassiter be handed a starting job from jump and then go out there and prove my ass dead wrong. He went out there and balled out all year long. It seems to me like those are some lofty Now, I love hearing it from the coach because I trust his evaluation.
For sure.
But, boy, that seems to be aggressive when you're setting expectations for these receivers.
Aggressive on two fronts, right? Because you use the word rare, and that's perfect verbiage to use here because you're talking about it, right? You had two guys who were rookies amongst the defense that had a lot of expectations, and, I mean, obviously they far surpassed them.
Yeah.
But those guys individually surpassed him. Kamari Lassiter with, you know, we talked about the 4.6, 40 and all that. He shut us all up in that regard. And then you talk about Kalen Bullock, who, I mean, he had his, you know, fine points that he needed to work on, obviously the deep ball. And I'm sure he has worked hard to try and progress that, and he will continue to do that so that we see a better Kamari Lassiter. But he was fantastic. What was it, 5 takeaways?
Yeah.
Last year for the young man?
Bullock.
Or Bullock, sorry. Lassiter. I said Lassiter again. But, yeah, those guys, both fantastic in that way. That is far from the norm. Like, that is above expectation to again, set that for another batch of rookies is kind of it's lofty, as you said. But I think the other part, and the part that I find to be more interesting in that, the defense is his domain when we talk about D'Amico Ryan.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The part that he puts together. That's the part that I think he knows, not only obviously internally from knowing what it is, but knows it's going to work. He can trust that because it's his. He has hands on that. The offense isn't his. In fact, the offense is entrusted to somebody that he is just meeting for the first time and really getting to know. And so, like, with Kamari, with Kalen, he could be like, yeah, we have high expectations for them because I am actively working with them. There's a level of trust not just in Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, but there's a level of trust in what Nick Haley is bringing in, that not only will he have these guys here, but then he's also, on top of that, going to utilize them well. We were talking about, what, five-headed monster last year? And how do you distribute the ball? And how do you handle all these things?
Yeah.
Those are still questions that you're going to have, you know, on top of having an entirely new offense this year.
But is it possible that D'Amico, at this stage, you know, been with the Texans for a few years now, is it possible that he's taking more of an interest in the offense now, having brought in a new offensive coordinator, offensive line coach?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There's no question, but I would couch it, and some people say this is the negative side of it for me, but it's, I think it's real. I would couch it as he's paying more attention to what's going on the offensive side of the football because the last regime failed miserably.
Yeah.
You know, or what he thought was failed miserably because he ran him up out of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, there's no doubt. Being at OTAs, I mean, D'Amico's watching. I mean, I watch defense on that end, offense on this end, O-line over in the corner, and D'Amico spends 10 minutes watching the O-line do individual drills. And then I look up, and D'Amico's watching inside run on the offensive end versus a scout team instead of watching his defense work on the opposite end. There's no doubt about it. D'Amico Ryans is locked in and dialed in on what's going on the offensive side of the football, which I think is huge. I think,
yeah.
I mean, I've said it a million times. I think we point fingers a lot of times on, and rightfully so, if guys aren't performing, Bobby Slowick or Chris Strauss, if you're not performing, get the hell up out of here. But when it comes down to it, at some point, we're going to look at D'Amico Ryans and go, hey, man, like, when we're talking about basic communication, when we're talking about, like, the identity, the swarm identity, the physicality that your defense has, like, as a head coach, you got to make sure that you instill that in your entire team.
Yeah.
And I think he's to that point as a head coach where he's spending a lot of time with the offense and is going to do it. I tell you, back to the receivers, Reg, one way that I put it, and I think that this makes more sense to me. I could see, and I hope, at least one, if not both, but let's be more reasonable here. One of these two wide receivers, if they can follow in the path, let's call it, of Kalen Bullitt, right? I think that is a reasonable expectation, is for one of those two to follow in that path. When I say that, I mean you're not anointed the starting receiver. You're going to work your way up. You're going to play a lot during the preseason. I remember Kalen Bullock playing a ton when we were at the damn Hall of Fame game right out of the gate. He was playing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And showing up and showing out in that fashion. Now, I could see one of the two guys doing that and becoming a starter.
Okay.
Right? But the Lassiter of, like, hey, this is my guy, get in there.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Now, look, I'm not going to question D'Amico if he does it. Because last time I questioned him, I was dead wrong. I was the donkey. I was
so
the one.
So you had a lot of doubts about Lassiter, as far as coming right in.
I had doubts about any corner after watching Stingley kind of meander for a couple of years, and you know, I had any doubt a second round corner coming in and just being handed the keys to the starting spot.
Yeah,
we had never seen this organization do it. In fact, they've over preached competition, and then you hand that kid a spot. I'm like. And then you watch him. I don't care what anybody says. You watch Kamari Lassiter. Even the Kamari Lassiter fans, if you watch him, he doesn't run as smooth and as loose as most starting corners that just take the league by storm when they get there. He's a stiffer, more physical corner.
Yeah.
And I think he's very cerebral. Mm-hmm. He's got great instincts. Yep. So he knows how to not get himself in trouble based on his limitations, and so does D'Amico. So I don't think it was like what I saw and what some other people saw was wrong, other than I was dead ass wrong, and it didn't keep me from playing outside corner.
No, right? Exactly.
I thought it was going to be, hey man, that's on an island outside. Ooh, that's in the league. Ooh, that's got that's rough. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I mean, he went. I mean, it didn't just prove me wrong. He passed with flying colors. Now I still they messed around and let me see him play the nickel position later in the season, it was week 13, 14.
Right.
I'm still not sure that with his physicality and with his instincts and his cover ability, I'm still not sure that the best spot for him in terms of impacting the game the most isn't inside.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still not sure that's the case. But he can play both. We've seen him play both. We've seen D'Amico Ryans play him in both positions. That is a tough comp for me with any rookies coming in. What he did was rare, man. So we'll see. I hope DeMeco is right on these wide receivers because we need them. We need them big time.
Right. Well, I mean, I think you do, but I think it'd be also be really cool if you didn't need them in that big time way. Like, obviously, if they're capable of doing it, fantastic. Yeah. But it'd be really cool if you have a run game that's substantial enough to handle up, and then you look up and you go, then Nico Collins, then Christian Kirk, and then, man, what's left over after that with some of these other guys? Getting Joe Mixon maybe more involved in the pass game between Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover, Brevin Jordan, whatever, whoever gets pieces. Yeah. And then, you know, Jaden Higgins and Noel picking up things as well. Like, that's a lot of people that we're talking about. If your game is strong enough where some of the two guys that you talk about as actual superstars alongside C.J. Stroud on the offense are doing a lot of things, it'd be kind of nice if it's like, hey, you guys are actually not having to carry the load necessarily, but you guys are adding in on what's an avalanche.
Well, that is a great point. All right, fellas, that's a great point of just because I not purpose. Then a lot of people think I do it on purpose, but like Dalton Schultz and can he be the guy that he's capable of being with this offense? The run game you mentioned. I'm at a point really since I've been here with the Texans of like. I'm just hoping for a complimentary run game, you know, but just something that, hey man, don't let the defense just completely bail out and take CJ out of the game. Let's be complimentary kind of deal. But you're right, you get that thing rolling with this new look offensive line with Cole Popovich, and that's maybe their strong suit versus leaning so heavily into pass protecting. You get that rolling, man. That's an absolute game changer. All right, Reg, I appreciate you jumping in with us, man.
Sure.
Everybody out there, make sure you stay plugged in to In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, 10 to 2 every single day, Monday through Friday.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.